We are in Siman Tov Nun Gimel. The halachas are making matzis. We're up to Siv Beis and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Ha'osa isa min achitim min ha'orez. Yesh batam dochan yotzi dechavoso bepesach. If someone makes a dough from wheat and rice. So remember the Mechaber holds that one can eat rice on Pesach, and that was the Ikar Adin, it's just the Minhag Ashkenaz not to. So if you make a dough made of wheat and rice, im yesh ba tam dogon yotze b'dei chavosu b'pesach. So if it's got the taste of dogon, of grain, so you're yotze on Pesach. Now the question, itam dogon, means that if, generally speaking, if you have more than 1/60th of grain, that is enough to be yotze. Now what is this halacha? Doesn't matzah have to be made of grain? How can you make matzah of rice? The answer is that the nature of rice is that it, when mixed with wheat, it will actually assume a flavor of wheat. It will become very much like wheat. The Mishtabur brings that the Raivit Shita is that you need a kazayas bechtei achilas pras of wheat, which means that 1/8 has to be a ratio where 1/8 of it is actually wheat flour. Now, this is talking about dafka when you're using wheat together with rice, wheat flour with rice flour. But say wheat flour with millet, or if you have some other grain that is mixed with rice, we don't have that. We don't have that halacha that that when they mix, they assume the qualities of wheat. In which case, we consider it. We will consider it to be matzah. Unless you have a kazayis bechtei achilas pras of grain. Once you have 1/8 of grain, then the halacha is that the entire thing is considered grain. According to the Raivid, not only must you have a kazayis bechtei achilas pras, meaning 1/8, but you've actually got to eat a whole pras so that you ended up eating a kazayis of grain. Some hold that you need rov chitim, that you need majority, and lechatchila one should be machmer. So once again, this is a special halacha with wheat and rice. When you're dealing with any other kind of grain, then you need a kazayis bechtei achilas pras and possibly eat the entire pras. And it could even be that you need rov of chitim. Based on the Ashkenazi minhag of not having kidneys, not having beans in the first place, so this halacha would not really be nogea. Except in the case where someone really, really cannot eat, he has some kind of wheat allergy, and he would want to be mixing it with rice or something else. Siv Gimel, im lo beru achitim me'achilas achbar ein bekach klum. If one did not check the grain to see that mice, that no mice ate from it, that is not a problem. Why is this? Because the amount of saliva in the mouths of the mice is minimal, so one does not have to be afraid that it was machmitz the flour. Says the Rama, Hagav, v'chein in lo biru menu also dogan shetzamach, in lo biru mimenu, also dogan shetzamach, even if you didn't take out of it the grain that actually started sprouting, which already would have a chashash chometz. When you're about to go and grind the wheat into flour, so once you grind it, the halacha will be that if there's anything there that became chametz will be batal. However, this is all talking about before Pesach. However, you have to make sure that whatever could possibly be chametz is not more than 1/60th, so that when you do grind it, there will at least be bittul b'shishim. Now the halachi is that on Pesach itself this wouldn't work because there's no bittul. But if you ground the flour and the flour within the flour became bittul before Pesach, the halachi is we consider that a case of lach balach, as if liquids have mixed, and it is not chozer v'neir on Pesach. It does not become chametz on Pesach. And the halachi is you can even bake matzah with this flour on Pesach. There is one opinion that kemach v'kemach is considered yavesh, in which case, even though it was batel before Pesach, we previously learned that our minag is to be choshesh that chozer v'neir on Pesach. that when you mix solids before Pesach, then on Pesach itself, even though it was mutter before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, you could have eaten it on Pesach itself, where chametz is bakaris, we say that since the solid piece, wherever it is still giving off flavor, it's as if it's giving off flavor on Pesach, and that flavor is not batel. Since there is an opinion that kemach b'kemach is yavish b'yavish, Mr. Burr brings down that a bal nefesh should be machmir. In a case where you do not have 60 of heter against the ones that became chametz, the ones that sprouted. So you're allowed to take out the ones that sprouted to the point that you no longer have more than a 60th, and at that point you're allowed to go grind it. In a case where it wasn't batel b'shishim, this is real chametz, and it's aser b'hanah. And if you have a suffik, it's aser, and you have to get rid of it before Pesach. And if not, then after Pesach, it is chametz sha'ovalav Pesach, you would have to sell the whole thing to a non-Jew and not charge him for the percentage of flour here that came from chametz. Some hold that you're even, let's say you don't have, you have more than a 60th of grains that have sprouted, that you're allowed to add to it grain that didn't sprout to be mevatalit b'shishim, and it's not considered bitl issa l'chatkila, but the Mishnah Berurah says that one is not supposed to do that. The lashon of the Ramah is v'chein im lo beru, which is a lashon of b'di'evit. In the Bir Alachi, brings a machlokas, if l'chatkila there is a chiyuv to be mevara in the first place, if you have to actually go through it, if you know for a fact that you don't have, that you have less than a 60th of grains that have sprouted, do you have to bother pulling out the ones that have sprouted? So the Bir Alachi brings a machlokas to this.